One time, and a long time ago, there was a movie called The Hounds of the Baskervilles. The Hounds of the Baskervilles are these great big hounds that would kill people out in a bog in a swamp. Well, we have some hounds here hounding the Messiah. The last message that we did in the Gospel according to Matthew was miracles, miracles, miracles. Why all of these miracles? Miracles, miracles, miracles. Why all of these miracles? Those miracles that Jesus did were to prove that he was a Messiah. The miracles that the apostles did were to prove that they were receiving the Word of God. Now let's go look at these hounds. Kai proselthontes hoi pharisioi kai saddukioi. Peronzontes epirotason auton samarian ek tu uranu epidexa autois. And having approached the ones, Pharisees. These Pharisees, remember, they were a group of people that thought they were better than everybody else. The word Pharisee comes from the word Pharis in Hebrew and Aramaic, which means to divide or to be separated. They thought they were so holy that they're above and separated from all of the others. And then we have the Sadducees. Kai Sadduceo. Sadducee are those Jews that were religious but were atheists or agnostics. They did not believe in angels. They did not believe in spirits. They did not believe in miracles. They did not believe in eternal life. They thought you died just like they considered a dog or a cat or a horse or a cow or an elephant or whatever. Dead, with no future. And the ones Sadducees, the ones that were normally in extreme animosity toward the Pharisees. But now, enemies make strange bedfellows. Enemies make strange bedfellows. I knew a couple of women one time. They were wicked women. And they hated each other. One of them had an ex-husband and one of them had a brother that they hated. They despised them. And they laid aside their hate to go after and hound the man, the brother and the ex-husband. They laid aside their hate to hound and try to destroy the one that they hated. Even though they hated each other, they got together on one ground, and that ground was their joint hate for another. And that's what they did here. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. They hated each other, but they hated Jesus a whole lot more. So they joined forces. Temporarily. And they are perizontes. And they are tempting and they are testing continually. That's word nominative plural masculine present participle active. That word perizontes. And they interrogated him. They were interrogating Jesus. Now guess what he had done just before this. He had done many, 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 many miracles. Remember, the title of the message was Miracles, Miracles, Miracles. Why all these miracles? Where were they? You can know for sure that they were in the crowd of those 5 to 10,000 and 10 to 20,000 people. There were Pharisees and Sadducees in those crowds. They were the ones that weren't believing. There had been 5,000 plus that followed and believed, but now we've got all of these others. And having approached the ones, Pharisees, and the ones, Sadducees, tempting and testing and interrogating him. And then they said they want a sign, the same ilk. What he'd been doing? Miracles, miracles, miracles. Only the Messiah could heal the blind. He had healed the halt and the blamed and the injured and the crippled. The ones born blind, the ones born lame. And made them like they never had anything wrong with them. The ones that had been maimed and crippled. And they interrogated him. Out the sign out of the heavens. They said, give us a sign out of heavens. To show and point out to them. Show and plainly point out to us. A sign out of heavens. He healed thousands of people. And yet they did not want to believe. The hounds. 16 and verse 2. Now, verses 2 and 3 are actually omitted in the oldest manuscript. We'll read them and just throw them in there, even though they're not really in the oldest manuscripts. Ho de apokrithes epen autois hopsias genomenes legete udia pirase gar ho uranos. And the one, having answered, he said to them, evening having come, and ye say, weather, fair weather, good weather. It reddens, for it reddens the heaven. And then verse number 3. Kai, proe, semion, kemion, pelraze, gar, stig, nazon, hoi, or ho, that is, uranos, to me prosopon tu oranu genoskete diakrine ta de semia te ton chiron u danoste. And morning, early in the morning, stormy weather, it reddens, and having overcast the heaven. Indeed, the face of the heaven you know how to discern, but the signs of the seasons not you're able to comprehend, powerful enough to hold on to it. Israel was responsible to know her Messiah was coming. John the Baptist went out, Elijah, heralding the way of the Messiah, King of Israel. He did miracles. He preached. A miracle of transformation, of repentance, is something else. The miracle of salvation of the souls is something else. Those are great miracles. Even a few of the Pharisees were saved. A few of the highly religious leaders were saved. A few. That's a miracle, people. 16 and verse 4. Now we come right back to the real manuscript. Gene ponera kai moikales simeon epizete kai simeon u dothetete aute e me to simeon iona kai kata lipon autois apelte. A twisted, evil generation. Adulterous. Morally unfaithful to God. And to God's word. They had taken the word of God and made it of none effect. They had taken the word of God and made commentators. Their rabbis. The Mishnah and the Talmud. The Babylonian Talmud and the Mishnah. That was the commentary on the Bible. The Babylonian Talmud is about that tall. I have it at home. It's about that deep of commentaries telling them the spiritual interpretation of the scriptures. All of the fantasies they could dream up. Mohammedes, all of these great rabbis, their great fathers, the writings, the commentators, instead of reading the Bible, a message I did earlier today. I did one like 40 years ago. The Bible is inspired. Read it. The Bible in the Old Testament was inspired. Read it, not the commentaries. Read it. Read the Word of God. Worship the God of the Bible. Don't worship the Word. Worship the God of the Bible. They had made an object of worship out of the Talmud and the Mishnah. They would sit down for hours and days and weeks and years quibbling over one little sentence. What did it really mean? Well, it means, thou shalt not keep on committing adultery. That's what it said. Thou shalt not keep on murdering. Thou shalt not keep on bearing false witness. And they were guilty of all of it. They said, and it came to Jesus. In Matthew, the 19th chapter, we're going to get there. They said, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Because they already had the answer to that commentaries, the Mishnah and the Talmud. They had it all out there, but they wanted to know what he said. They wanted to catch him up. He said, is this lawful? Moses allowed us to divorce our wives. Jesus said, not, and it wasn't from the beginning that way. Oh yeah, their legal divorce is all right. But here are the grounds, he said. Not just because you want to divorce your wife. They wanted to divorce the wife when she got old and she was not doing as much as she did at one time and get them a younger one or two or three that were not a burden to them. And they dumped the woman out there in the world without any hope. Divorcing her. Jesus said, you make her commit adultery when you do that. A twisted, evil generation, an adulteress. Yeah, they were adulterers. They divorced their wives. They married others. They're big shots, Pharisees. An evil, twisted, adulterous generation seeks a sign. And a sign not it shall be given to her. Except the sign of Jonah. Jonah. Jonah of the Old Testament. What was the sign of Jonah? That he was dead in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And that he was resurrected on the sea, on the riverbank of Nineveh. And spit out alive when he'd been dead. The sign of Jonah. And having left them, he went away. I think probably happily he left them. Have you ever had to be in the presence of somebody that didn't like you? Someone that wished you dead? Someone constantly that wanted the demise of you? Have you ever been in the presence of them? And when they walked away and you got away from them, you felt like you were cleaner. A burden was lifted off of you. These people were wicked. Verse number 5. Kai elthontes hoi mate te esto peron apella thonto artos labain. And having come the one's disciples unto the other side, they forgot food. Lunch to bring. They forgot to bring their lunch. They forgot to bring their food. They forgot to bring their tortillas. They forgot to bring their pita bread. They're always thinking about food, aren't they? It is said that Baptists, because they have dinners and everything else, they live around their bellies. These disciples lived around their bellies. They were hungry all the time. Now, people get hungry. They get hungry. You can get hungry and then you can get real hungry or your stomach is hurting because you haven't put anything in it. It's hurting. Now maybe these people had a bellyache because they were hungry, but they were thinking about food. And now Jesus in verse number 6, he says, Ho de Jesus e pain autois, orate kai proseke. Apotes zomes, ton phariseon kai sadiokon, sadukeon. And Jesus, he said to them, be afraid of this thing. Beware of this thing. Be aware of something. There's danger out there. I remember probably close to 40 years ago, my son Gary and I were out making, we used to live, I lived about 13 miles south of here at that time. And we lived right at the edge of a wilderness like we do here, basically. Actually, it was more the edge of a wilderness than even here, even though we're pretty close to the mountains here. But there are roads. But out there, when you left my place, there was nothing from there to White Mountain. And I was right below White Mountain. We went out there, and I had a pistol. Always carried a pistol. And Gary had a rifle. And I shot a pistol like some people shoot a rifle. I didn't really need to carry one of them long rifles. I had a pistol I could shoot just as well. Well, Gary came along with me, and we were walking out across the desert, and all of a sudden there was a... I said, don't move, Gary. There's a rattlesnake someplace. Beware. There's a rattlesnake someplace. So he stayed. He was really afraid. And I just looked around, and I looked over there, and that rattlesnake was shaking his tail. And... rattlesnakes taste like frog legs when you cook them. Anyway, I said, well, I'm going to kill that rattlesnake. We're going to have him. We're going to eat him. And Gary said, oh, Dad. I had been rattlesnake hunting since that kid was born almost. We'd go out and look for rattlesnakes. We'd go drive up down the roads and we'd find rattlesnakes and I'd shoot them or stomp their heads off if it was right. Easy to do that. With my boots. And anyway, I would shake my foot out there like that at it and get it to stand up. And I was going to get it to stand up and I was going to shoot his head off. Because if you shoot a rattlesnake in the wrong place, they will bite themselves. I didn't want that because then poison goes in. So I kept messing with this rattlesnake. Gary was in tears. He said, Dad, you're going to get bit. I said, don't worry, son. Everything's okay. Beware, yeah, I know it's deadly and I know it's there, but I know where it is. Now, these disciples here, there was a deadly poison out there. They were deadly asps. They were deadly serpents. And these deadly serpents were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Herodians, the Zealots, the Sicarii. You beware. It's danger. Beware and take heed and guard yourself. Be afraid. Be ready for the attack of these serpents. Prosecute. Hold yourself back. Hold yourself. Get a hold of yourself from the leaven. Apotes zomes. That's the leaven. And leaven in the Bible is always evil, and it means heresy or evil. The woman that hid the leaven in the meal, that means she took heresy, she took lies, and put it in the meal. The Lord Jesus Christ called out his assembly. He said, I'll be with you until the end of the age, and the devil called out 100 of them to be make-believe assemblies, to confuse the people out there. Be on your guard, he said, from their heresy and from the religion of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The teaching of these people and these groups did not originate with God. It originated with their interpretations of God and their interpretations of the Bible, not the Bible. Verse number 7. Hoi de dialogizonto en hiotois. Logontes hote artus uk elabumen. But the ones, they kept on reasoning among themselves, saying that bread's not we took. Is he mad at us because we didn't break any bread? We're not supposed to buy bread from the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Is that what the deal is? What's going on? Verse number 8. Nous de ho Jesus epente dialogiste en eltos oligo pistoi hote artos uk eke. But having known the Jesus, he said, why do you keep on debating? Why do you keep on debating for yourselves among yourselves? Little faith, little belief. Because loaves not ye have. It was pathetic. The near total inability of the disciples, to understand the parabolic teaching, warning against the leaven, the false teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Upo noete ude meno meneute tos pente artos ton pente kis kilion kai posos kofinos elabete. Why don't you understand, neither do you remember, the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets we took up? Don't worry about food. I can provide it if we need it. Don't you remember when I fed 5,000 people and we had all this food left over? Don't worry about bread. We'll have bread. 16 verse 10. Ude tos hepta autos ton tetra kiso kis kilion. Kai posas spuridas alabete. Neither the 7 loaves and the 4,000. And how many baskets you took and left over. Pos u noete hote u peri arton epon himon prosecite de apo tes zimes ton pharision kai sarikion. How not ye understand that, not concerning bread, I spoke to you. You take heed, but you take heed from the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. 16 and verse 12. Tote sine con hote uk epen prosecane apo tes zimes ton arton ala apo tes dikas didakas. Tone, Pharisee, Kai, and Sadducean. Verse number 12, and this is our last verse, and we'll go back and read it from the Amplified Bible. Then they understood. Then they put things together. That not, he said, to take heed from the leaven of the loaves. Don't worry about the leaven and the loaves. But, strong adversative conjunction, from the teaching belonging to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Take heed from the teachings belonging to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Let's go back and read this now in the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 12 from the Amplified Bible. Now the Pharisees and the Sadducees came up to Jesus and they asked him to show them a sign, spectacular miracle from heaven, attesting to his divine authority. How many miracles had he done already and they didn't want to believe? Now, in verse number 2 and 3, we know that that is not in the original language. So we're going to skip over that. And we're going to go right down. Not to an answer from 2 and 3, but from verse number 4. A wicked and morally unfaithful generation craves for a sign. But no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Then he left them and went away. And he's referring to Jonah 3, 4, and 5. When the disciples reached the other side of the sea, they found they had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, "Be careful and be on your guard against the leaven and the ferment," the heresy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves about it, saying, "It is because we did not bring any bread. It is because we did not bring any bread." Verse number 8. And Jesus, aware of this, he asked, "Why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? O men of a very little faith and trust you have in me." How little faith you have. How such a micro faith you have. "Do you not yet discern and perceive and understand? Did you not remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many small hand baskets you had gathered? Nor the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many large provision baskets you took up? How is it that you fall and fail to understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But beware of the leaven, the ferment, the hate, the deceit, the corruption of the Pharisees, belonging to the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they deserted, or they discerned now, they discerned that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And how many false teachers are out there teaching today? A couple of messages ago, I said, the Bible is inspired, read it. What you believe, found it upon the Bible itself. No scripture is of any private interpretation. You don't take something out of one scripture and try to teach a whole doctrine on it. You don't try to make a parable walk on all fours. All of these things, the types of the Bible, they have a purpose. The type of the tabernacle and the temple were a type of Jesus Christ. The tabernacle, as he came in his first coming, and as a temple, as a glorious 1,000-year reign. These were types and parables. Jesus was trying to teach his disciples, these people are bad. Stay away from them. These people are real bad. Don't have anything to do with their teaching. You're going to have nothing but trouble. And one of those little rascals, one of those little Pharisees named Saul, would become one of the greatest preachers in the New Testament churches anywhere. Because one believed. They could believe, even though they were wicked. Because Jesus, when he died on the cross of Calvary, he died for these rats right here. He died for them. Yet they hounded him. These hounds hounded them. The hounds of the Baskerville. The hounds of hell. The hounds of hell were hounding the Messiah, King, the Lord of glory. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out tonight. I pray that you be with every word. That you touch the hearts of your people. That you nourish them with it, that you save souls, and Father, that you build them up in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ with your word. In Jesus' name we pray these things, and my Father, I pray for all my students out there all over the world, that you see to each and every one of their needs, and you touch your each and every individual life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.